You're listening to Real World News, Human Rights.
Costa Rican President Laura Chinchilla is calling the population to fight against what she considers radical groups that oppose the development of the Central American country. She said this on November the 2nd at a speech addressed to the Association of Cattle Farmers in the context of the establishment of the Makenke Protected Area. With this, she clearly reflected the criminalization suffered by the organizations and communities that defend their territories. Also, Chinchilla stated her position in terms of the building of an airport in Valle de Diquís in Sierpe de Osa. The government also plans to install a hydroelectric mega project that will flood a large part of the Tarabá indigenous territory. The area which will be occupied by this airport is inhabited by 40 peasant families who have been living in the place for over 20 years and have suffered several attempts of eviction in the past years. This national interest project will affect the largest Costa Rican wetland, over 1,600 hectares. 11 fisherfolk communities depend on that wetland. According to its promoters, the airport will encourage industrial tourism, which will allow these fisherfolk towns to progress. In addition to its cultural wealth, 2% of global biodiversity is located in this area. These two works have been questioned by environmentalist organizations and academics. They state that the development of industrial tourism in the area of the Northern Pacific Ocean has resulted in the displacement of communities, in addition to serious impacts on biodiversity. It has also caused a lack of access to drinking water for human consumption.
You're listening to Real World News.